From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Iran's foreign minister took to YouTube on Thursday to criticize U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal.
In the last year or so, we've been told that President Trump is unhappy with the deal. And it now appears that the response from some Europeans has been to offer the United States more concessions.
The video was shared as President Trump signaled he will withdraw from the agreement by May 12th if it is not renegotiated and changed. The changes are said to have included proposals to limit Iran's ballistic missile program, which Tehran says it has as a defensive deterrent. President Trump and his lawyers are changing explanations about the $130,000 payment his personal attorney made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Rudy Giuliani told Fox News Channel's Hannity the president reimbursed Michael Cohen with money funneled through Cohen's law firm.
It's not campaign money.
Legal analyst Jonathan Turley says the White House is trying to shift the narrative.
The clear effort here is to create a legal defense for the president, even at the cost of more political damage.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A high-level U.S. trade delegation has entered into talks with Chinese officials in Beijing as Washington tries to address deep concerns about China's economic policies. Analysts say it is unlikely that their differences will be resolved during the meetings, but that a decision to keep talking would be welcome progress. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister congratulated North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on Thursday on his moves to reduce tensions with South Korea. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Relations between China and North Korea have undergone a vast outward improvement following Kim's recent visit to Beijing. Kim's March trip was his first to his country's only major ally since taking power 6 years ago, kicking off a flurry of diplomacy. China is North Korea's biggest trading partner and has joined United Nations sanctions against the North that have cut trade between them by about 90%. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Armed gunmen stormed into the International Committee of the Red Cross compound in Somalia's capital and abducted a staff member. Crystal Wells, the regional spokeswoman for the ICRC, said the attack occurred about 8 p.m. local time Wednesday night.
At this time, the ICRC is doing everything that we can to find out more about this incident and ensure her quick and safe release.
There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the abduction. Police Captain Mohammed Hussein told the Associated Press that the German woman was abducted despite the presence of several security guards. As the world marks Press Freedom Day, journalists around the globe face arrests, intimidation, or even death for doing their jobs. VOA's Aisha Tanzim has more.
Countries at war are still the most dangerous places for the media. But war is far from the only threat to the freedom of press today. According to Freedom House, global press freedom has declined to its lowest point in 13 years. Only 13% of the world's population enjoys a press that is truly free. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
After weeks of protests, the streets of the Armenian capital suddenly calmed Thursday, and the ruling party confirmed it would back an opposition leader to become prime minister next week. The opposition lawmaker who led the protests, Nikol Pashinyan, called for his protesters to stop Thursday following the concession by the ruling party. But the deal leaves the ruling Republican Party with a solid majority in parliament, suggesting that real change in the landlocked former Soviet republic that is a key Russian ally could still be far away. Greek riot police have fired tear gas to disperse angry protesters on the island of Lesbos who tried to topple a police bus during a demonstration against European Union migration policy. The protesters were among 2,500 demonstrators who gathered in Lesbos' main port as Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras arrived to speak at a conference. A large contingent of riot police formed a cordon to block the protesters from advancing further, and scores of them then tried to push over the police bus. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on social media for pictures, video stories, and more. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.